OCT 2020. In the first article, I share that repetitively responding in a contrary manner to the Word of God becomes strongholds and are idols that sit on the altar of sin consciousness. Here's a recap. Sin consciousness is made up of 1. Condemning thoughts, 2. Guilty feelings, and 3. Shame-based identity elements. Strongholds are made up of thoughts, which come from sources, in a common theme that dictate a response when activated, in line with God's Word or contrary. If the response and source are outside of the Word of God, I like to refer to it as a stranglehold and leave the word stronghold connected to the Word of God for clarity. Sources: Kingdom of God, His Word and Spirit, flesh nature, demonic, world. Thoughts are made up of words that have strong influential images, which carry emotional catalysts and when left uncaptured will design and implement a response that is carried out by the will. How precious is the soul? It is no mystery as to why Satan is desperate to get access to it. The idol is the repetitive response you make that gives glory, credit and or attention to someone, or something other than God and His Word. The idol is built or made up of lies, which are deceptive suggestions, that you've believed. Lies, December suggestions, stick to each other to build the idol aka stranglehold. Why does Satan use idols? It is his way of getting attention, he still wants worship. What is the idol's function or purpose? To provide an alternate kingdom influence, which leads to an alternate kingdom response, which leads to an alternate kingdom result. Satan wants us to believe that he and his tactics, tools and weapons are invincible. But they are not, he is not. Let's ask ourselves some questions. Q. What is the quickest and most efficient way to destroy something? A. Find its weakest point S, and hit that strategically, repeatedly. Q. What makes something or someone destructible? A. They have to have at least one flaw, even the most minute, a weakness that can be accessed and exploited for destruction. Imagine the following, if there is, are. No condemnation, thoughts no guilty, feelings no shame-based identity elements. Then there would be no sin consciousness. When you dismantle and destroy the idols, but don't dismantle the altar of sin consciousness, then you leave yourself vulnerable to an idol restocking scenario. The idol, stranglehold-making lab includes deceptive suggestions that make their presence known through vials, wiles, toxins, avenues, plans, ploys, schemes, plots. Channels Satan uses will include 1. Lust of the eyes, 2. Lust of the flesh, and 3. The pride of life. The idols use us and we use the idols to keep us in bondage to sin consciousness, which keeps us in our senses and defeated every single time. Yes, that's right, we use the idols to help us avoid the work of the Holy Ghost because that involves surrender and humility. It is vital to note that the following steps are a place to get started. How the Holy Spirit will lead you into His plan of freedom for you may vary some. Be flexible with Him and with yourself. Target the specific theme, such as regret, anger, pride, lust, etc. How to dismantle and destroy an idol, stranglehold? 1. Take thoughts, lies captive to the obedience of Christ. This is where you would target the specific themed lies that began to build the idol, or stranglehold. 2. Apply the blood and receive Jesus' forgiveness. 3. Forgive self for believing the lie, liar. This begins to break down condemnation's hook. 4. Cast out the guilt. 5. Break shame's power off in Jesus' name. 6. Receive healing, receive freedom. How to dismantle and destroy the altar of sin consciousness. Remember, the altar of sin consciousness is built upon 3 key items: 1. Condemning thoughts, 2. Guilty feelings, and 3. Shame-based identity elements. 1. Acknowledge you believed a lie, liar. 2. Apply forgiveness to self and others, if perceived to be involved. 3. Take all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. 4. Repudiate the lies. Repudiate means to refuse to accept or be associated with. 5. Renounce the liars, world, flesh nature, demonic. Renounce means to formally declare one's abandonment of a claim, right, or possession. With your words, you will renounce the enemy's claims, rights, or possessions of your life. 6. Break the power of the legs of the altar by speaking the word of God to each one. In Jesus' name, I break the legs of the altar of sin consciousness. Leg of condemning thoughts, I break your power in Jesus' name. Leg of guilty feelings, I break your power in Jesus' name. Leg of shame-based identity elements, I break your power in Jesus' name. Amen. 7. Invite the Holy Spirit to ignite all the debris with His fire and incinerate it all. 8. Repent, change your mind, Change your thought processes/sources into a word-infused response for now and the future. 9. Worship Him, receive His freedom at the throne of grace. 10. Hold fast your confession of your identity in Christ. 11-Continue the mind renewal process with God's Word and develop a vision of being loved and forgiven. This will be a lifelong process of allowing His nature, character attributes, belief system, and identity to be infused into your spirit man. Build a righteousness consciousness based on Jesus' finished work. Romans 8:2, there is now no condemnation to those who are in, inside of, enclosed by, surrounded by, Christ Jesus. Become conscious of who you are because of who He is and what He did. 12. Use the weapon of REST to stay seated at the throne of grace. Word strongholds will begin to develop to keep you from making additional idols or strangleholds in the future. Now, let me finally obey God about destroying the idol of regret. In late June of 2020, His voice clearly resonated that He wanted me to destroy said idol. I had been wrestling with a bombardment of harassing thoughts about all the missed opportunities in my life and that with time running out, I had a heaviness that I wasn't going to have enough time to complete all my kingdom assignments for Him. Very heavy. Very sad. Very squeeze the breath out of me kind of responses. Lots of crying. Lots of I'm so sorry, Lord. Now, regret is a feeling of sadness or disappointment over something that has happened or been done. A feeling of despair over lost or missed opportunities, whether perceived or real. This repetitive response of regret, made up of lies I had believed, and false-based expectations that I determined based on what I could see and assume, But the kingdom truth is that I don't know that for 100%, what if He has preserved all of my assignments for the very tail end of things? That just before His return, He will catapult me into a huge finish? In any case, what matters is that my heart isn't cluttered with all the what-ifs and just obey Him in the here and now. Do what I know to do. Share what He has taught me with others. Keep working with Him and stop making everything so hard on myself in the process. If, when I fail, receive His love and forgiveness, get up and keep going. I urge you to do the same. Keep renewing your mind. Keep trusting in His love and character. Do what you know to do. Forgive. Love. Trust. Repeat. Until next time. Debbie. #WordInfusion #It's Tea Time #NoMoreIdols #WordStrongholds. Please see the post titled What Is and How to Use the Weapon of REST or refer to the cliff notes here, lol. Use the weapon of REST. Recline into Him. Define, lean or lie back in a relaxed position with the back supported. Opposite, fighting. Works of the flesh. Self-righteousness, pride. Scripture, Proverbs 3:5 Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Activation exercise, surrender to His love for you and recline into Him. Exalt the finished work of Christ. Define, hold in very high respect in thoughts as well as speech, raise to a higher rank or a position of greater power. Opposite, repudiate equals refuse to accept or be associated with, to deny the truth or validity of. Scripture, Revelation 12:11 And they overcame Him, that is, the enemy, by the word of their testimony, about the blood of the Lamb. What's included in the finished work of Christ? Your identity, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Family, sons and daughters of God. Salvation, not only have you inherited eternal life but also have the eternal life of God's Spirit living within you. Healing. His health. As Christ is, so are you. Delivered from oppression and oppressors. Protection, safety from harm and demonic influences. Wholeness in every way, area and form. Spirit, soul and body. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Peace, power, provision, presence. Authority, dominion, and power to get His results while still on the earth for His glory. And many more, read your Bible, smiley face. Activation exercise, receive each aspect of the finished work of Christ in their true form, as gifts. Every day is your birthday. Stay still in the midst of anything contrary. Define, remain in a specific position. Opposite, depart, to take leave, to change, to move, to quit. Scripture, Hebrews 10:23 Let us hold fast, endure, to outlast the enemy, the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Activation exercise, hold on to His confession of you, you'll find what He confessed about you in His word. Trust in His character. Define, a firm belief in the reliability, truth, abilities, and strengths of someone or something. Opposite, disbelief, doubt, uncertainty. Scripture, Ephesians 1:17 I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation, purpose, to know Him through your deepening intimacy, over time and on purpose, Him. Activation exercise, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas of the Father's character that you need to have revelation knowledge in and then enjoy the revelation. Invest 15 seconds, 1 minute per activation exercise.